Okay, we're going to resume the hearing and we'll take questions for Dr. James first. Maurice David William.
Oh, thank you. Dr. James, I noticed that the photo you've got there shows the river upstream of the bridge. Have you, do you know what it's like downstream of the bridge?
Yes, that's a good question. I was trying to get access further down. I had to go several hundred metres down to get anywhere close to it. Not sure whether Doyle could answer that.
We've got a monitoring point that's probably a couple of hundred metres down. That's where we have to, it might be a little bit more than that to get access to the river. I couldn't tell you exactly whether it looks like that or not, but for us to get access for our monitoring site, at a low flow Ecola monitoring site, then that's sort of 200 or 300 metres downstream.
There is a public access down there. It's relatively easy to get to, a bit easier than what that looks like.
Yes. I mean, I did look downstream and it sort of does start to open out further downstream,
And you're aware that that's an important site for collecting lamprey?
Yes.
There as well? Yes. All right, thanks very much.
Yeah, no questions, thanks.
I'm just curious to know, looking at the table you showed us and what's in your evidence on the back page as well, there's some pretty big numbers there. And I was wondering, understanding that there is other obviously issues in the catchment, because some of those numbers are quite high that you've recorded there, do you test what actually goes out of the lines, or do you test what's in the river?
Certainly what's in the river, probably answer discharge.
Yeah, we just test the discharge as well.
Yep. You do test the discharge?
That's right.
And there is a compliance limit on the discharge?
Not for E. coli.
So, do you know the type of E. coli that is there?
That's a very good question. It's something that I'm sure we will discuss more with the hearing coming up, because clearly rural inputs compared with human inputs from a normal sewage treatment plant are quite different in terms of the type of E. coli. And so that's a very good point. I think it's something that we might have to look into more, what the type of E. coli is and whether it's one that's likely to cause illness or not.
Because just looking at those numbers, it'd be interesting to know the type of coli that's coming down into the area that you discharge to, and whether there's any other discharges at all that are accumulative into the effects that you're monitoring downstream, because it's a residential site. So
it's a very good point. It's something that we've been talking about recently, about the type of E. coli.
And there is a lady, Elaine Moriarty from ESR, who's doing some work on behalf of Environment South, and tested our discharge to look at exactly that sort of thing. We haven't seen any reporting or anything like that on that, but it's something that the council's looking at the moment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, and now questions from Ms. Hunter. Lord, we'll start with you.